Oh, hey, there you are. I thought you were still, mining somewhere under the village. You didn't say you were coming back up here. You scared me. Well, maybe not scared, more like startled, but. Come on, don't smirk like that. I can hear it. Anyway, here. I finished the roof. And yeah, I know you said it didn't have to look nice, but well, I want it to. And if you see here, I added a little balcony for your room because I don't know, I thought you'd like it. No, it's not extra. Okay, well, maybe it's a little extra, but you're worth it, okay? And we had the extra materials, so I think I did a pretty good job. Oh, and here. I found some diamonds in the blacksmith chest while you were gone. Come on. No, don't argue with me. Just take them. Yes, all of them. Because you need the armor more than I do. And because you've been unlucky tonight. Besides, I like spoiling you and taking care of you. No, I didn't mean it in a weird way. You know, you're the one thinking of it that way. You're just. Stop laughing. Wow, you're. Already gonna use them for a sword? I mean, I thought maybe you'd save up for a chest plate, but. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're gonna be the one who's charging into danger anyway, while I'm making sure we have a cute little base to come home to. Yeah, I did call it cute. What about it? You don't think it's cute? Is that what you're trying to say? You think that I can't make a Minecraft base look so adorable? I'll prove it. Okay. Please be careful, okay? Don't fall into lava again. And if you do, I'm not coming to rescue your stuff this time. You know, last time it almost despawned, and I thought we were gonna be broke because you had all of our stuff on you. But. Fine. I will try to come help you, but only because I can't stand it when you sound and look all sad and defeated. When you throw your little Minecraft head down to the ground and you make all those whiny noises. And maybe because I like hearing you say thanks in that pouty little voice you do. No, I'm not telling you what voice I mean. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Just figure it out yourself, okay? You said you have to leave now, right? Really? You are? Because it kind of looks like you're about to push me off into the water. I knew it. You are so annoying, you know that? All of that effort to just be a menace. You know, I was gonna say if you've been having such a bad night that I'd treat you to dinner, but maybe I'm not so sure. Not if you're gonna keep being mean to me. Yes, in real life, if you came here and visited me, you could have a very nice dinner, but you're over here bullying me in Minecraft and really hurting my feelings, you know? All those little things add up. Yes, it can be anywhere you want. Anywhere. There's a couple of good places around my place. Like, Korean barbecue. Or maybe you like some Mexican. Or maybe even just a nice burger or some steak. I live around a lot of good restaurants. I told you I picked this apartment for a reason. It's because I barely have to walk anywhere. 5 minutes and I get everything I need. Yes, I know. I know I'm far away. But it's fun to tease you. We really should meet up sometime, you know? Just, finally see each other in person. I don't know, we've been friends for how long, and I haven't even got to pinch those cheeks of yours. You tease me all the time in these stupid games, but I know I could tease you much harder. I can get you back. And then I'll put you in your place so you stop annoying me. Yes, I will. I promise I will. Yes, I pinky promise. Why are you so into this, huh? It sounds like you want me to put you in your place. Am I right? I'm just teasing. Calm down, okay? You are such a mess sometimes. Huh? Wait. Oh, you're right. I didn't even realize it was this late. And it's even later for you, isn't it? You're like, what, an hour ahead? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you awake for so long, but maybe we should stop here for tonight. We can play more tomorrow if you're free. No, I'm not gonna play without you, I promise. I mean, what's the fun of playing in a world that you're sharing with somebody if the other person isn't even free, you know? If I was really evil, I'd be in full netherite when you came back. And I bet that'd make you so mad, wouldn't it? But I'm not that mean, I promise. I would never, ever, ever do anything like that without you. What do you mean? No, I'm not lying. Do you not trust me? You want me to promise? Fine. Please don't pout, okay? Cheer up a little bit. I promise I won't touch this Minecraft server until you're free to get back on, okay? Not even for a second. Not even to just log on and look at my inventory. I'll leave it alone. Does that make you happy? Good. All right. Now, seriously, go get some sleep. It is so, so late. And don't try sneaking back online in 10 minutes. I always see you. You try to go to sleep and then you can't fall asleep. Then you get on your phone and I see that little light on your profile light up and I wait. And every single time within 5 minutes you send me a text, you're asking me if I'm up or if you can talk about what's on your mind. You always make it sound so serious, but usually you're just talking about some stupid show or game you're into. No, I don't mean it's stupid. It's not stupid. It's cute. I like hearing you talk about those things. It gives me things to dream about, you know? But seriously, don't get back online because I'll probably end up keeping you up all night. What? No. No, not like that. Are you seriously making this weird? I didn't mean it like that. I meant, like, in game. Mostly. And please don't go invisible either, because it doesn't make a difference. You always message me either way, and you assume that I'm offline, but I'm always, always here for you. Okay, you're seriously just stalling. Go to sleep. What, you don't want to yet? What am I supposed to do, make you? You know, maybe I could if I was there, but I'd take your phone and hide it away and force you down on your bed and... Never mind. Forget I said that, okay? It started sounding a little weird. All right. Good night. Yes, I had fun, I promise. I probably had more fun than I should have, but just try to get some rest, okay? I'll talk to you tomorrow. You didn't hang up, right? Let me actually, maybe I won't just end it yet. What am I doing? Seriously? I should just click the end call button and go to bed, but I can still hear you breathing. You sound so peaceful and relaxed. It's nice. It's dangerous, but it's nice. Why did you have to say those things earlier? Pointing out how all those little things I said sounded a little naughty. You know it wasn't on purpose, right? But then you put that thought into my head. And do you know what that does to me? Probably not. You never even notice when you're driving me crazy. Or maybe you do. Maybe it's all intentional. You sounded so cute when you were pouting about the diamonds and the way you let out that cute little thing. You really don't make any of this easy for me. I'm supposed to be your friend, and friends don't think about you like that. And yet here I am, thinking about how it would feel like to actually have you here. Trying to give you those little hints about wanting you to come over. How much I'd like to be close to you enough to... Oh, I shouldn't say it. Not now. We're just friends, right? But you have no idea. Or maybe you do. And you're just pretending that you're clueless. If you knew the things I was thinking right now, would you even believe me? Maybe someday I'll be brave enough to tell you. I'll stop hiding these feelings and let it all out. For now, I just want to hear you like this. You're so quiet. So still. Like you're not even here. Like I can say anything I want. I can let my mind just wander. And I don't have to filter all these feelings. I can imagine you're right here with me. And you're close enough that I can feel your warmth even through the screen. I just feel like I can't think straight anymore. I'm sitting here just thinking about how soft your skin would be under my fingertips. And how your breath would catch if I touched you. I just want to close my eyes and feel all of it. I want to feel your hands on me, or maybe mine on you. Maybe I'd bite my lip, trying to not let you hear me. And if you were right next to me, right now, and you wanted it too, the way if you weren't pretending to sleep. And I want your lips on mine. I want you to mark me. And let everybody know. I wonder if you want that. I wonder if you want it like I do. Maybe you'd like me to whisper your name while my breath gets heavy, so rough, and my voice gets softer and a little needy like this, the way that I feel right now. When I touch myself down there, you could be doing that to me. I want you to do that to me. But I wonder how you'd feel down there. Inside me. And how you'd react with your body pressed up against me. If I was there right now. If I was there showing you how I feel. Even if you were asleep next to me and I was doing this, maybe I'd wake you up intentionally, see if you would make a move. I wondered if you'd be too shy, or maybe I'm being too bold. Maybe I wish you heard me right now. Maybe I really wish you heard me right now. Maybe deep down I wish you were touching yourself too. That when you heard me, you got so turned on. That you wanted to touch yourself and think about me too. I don't want to stop. I can't. Not when you're there. So peacefully. You have no idea of knowing what I'm imagining. What I'm thinking about. I'm burning my lip again. My heart is racing so much. I wish you were here. I wish you could feel this. I wish you could feel how much I want you here. But you're asleep, and I'm just left in my imagination. If only you were here. Hear me comfort you. I wish you were here. I wish you heard me.
Maybe if even you hurt just a little, maybe you'll dream about it. Maybe you'll dream about me. Maybe I need to stop before I wake you. I don't want to wake you and have to explain myself. Maybe I'll just need to see what I can convince you to do with me. I gotta make you come see me and show you how much I want you.